Living too close to your in-laws can kill any marriage. You just flat out see too much of each other. When I was a kid growing up, I spent an awful lot of time at my cousin's house. At one point, living there for almost 2.5 months. My cousin and I saw too much of each other. We got into trouble. Things are no different in sports. When you see somebody over and over and over again, you know them too well, they know you too well, World War III is set to begin.
One thing hockey is so much different than any other sport. Playoffs are huge for hockey players. Playoffs are everything. And the playoffs in hockey are 4 out of 7. These guys play junior hockey where they were playing 70, 80, 90 games a year, depending on how far they went. So they understand the big picture of the playoffs, what it takes to win games, and you know how you need to play. And right now, this is like the playoffs.
Going into the Mariucci Classic, the Beavers and the Minnesota State Mankato Mavericks hadn't seen each other as of yet. That all changed. When both teams lost in the first round at Mariucci Arena, both teams knew that they'd see each other at least 5 times this regular season, and then potentially even more in the playoffs. When you see someone too much, World War III can break out. When you look at the WCHA standings, Minnesota State Mankato in the top spot. Bemidji State has been right on their heels for the better part of 3 months. The Mavericks with 48 league points, Bemidji State with 42. There's some separation now between second and third, with Alaska's Nanooks still 8 points back of the Beavers. Down just 6 points, with 4 more games to play in the regular season, Bemidji State is within striking distance. And trust me, the Mavericks know that. Both of these teams won in somewhat improbable ways last weekend. Minnesota State down 2 goals in the third, tied it, won it in overtime on the road to Bowling Green, sweeping the Falcons. Bemidji State, last Friday night, knocked off Michigan Tech 4-1. They got pushed to overtime, and in fact, double overtime, with Bemidji State earning 5 out of the 6 possible points.
Bretzman will carry it back to the neutral zone to finish a line change. Throws it ahead, and it's stolen by Muck. Stolen away into the offensive zone. Muck hits the trailer. With it is Brady. Brady comes in, shoots, scores! Adam Brady! What a pass by Tommy Muck! The Beavers win in 3-on-3, 2-1.
Great play by Muck, but an even better play by Brady. He let everybody go by, got the goalie down, and had a wide open net. Game over.
A tight game, no doubt. Bemidji State's playmakers made a play to get them that extra league point. Will a fight break out this weekend? No, I'm not talking like Frankie the Axe Udovich. I'm talking a proverbial fight. Will Minnesota State, on their home ice, fight to protect that home ice? You're darn right they will. Will Bemidji State try to come in here to what was the Verizon Wireless Center, now called the Mayo Clinic Health Systems Event Center, and try to steal a couple of points? A couple might be an understatement. The fight is ready to begin. Beavers and Mavericks. Our pregame show continues next here on the Beaver Radio Network.